The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Time now for our entertainment preview to find out what's on TV and on demand for the week ahead. And joining me today are film critic John Maguire and tele addict Jen Gannon. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Good afternoon, indeed.
Nice to have you here. And John, The Woman in the Window, very successful, popular book. A lot of people loved it. The film version getting a bit slated. Watched half it last night. I thought it was all right, but...
It's a curious one. This is the blockbuster novel by A.J. Finn, the nom de plume of the author Dan Mallory. It has an acclaimed director in Joe Wright, who did Atonement and Darkest Hour. It has a Tony Award-winning playwright, Tracy Letts, wrote the script for it and appears in it. It has the 6 times Oscar-nominated Amy Adams as the star and an A-list supporting
cast.
And yet, it's a bit of a disaster. It was initially set for release in 2019, struggled from the outset. There was reshoots. There was a new director and a new writer brought in, Tony Gilroy. Controversies around the author being exposed as a serial liar and a fabulist. Controversies around the producer, Scott Rudin, who was exposed as a bully and is now, his name is Mud. And then it sat on the shelf for a year and a half, unloved, unreleased, until Netflix bought it from Fox Searchlight.
So Amy Adams absolutely deserves an Oscar then for maintaining the composure and stillness she did on screen, yeah.
But when it comes down to it, now, first of all, it's an examination, a documentary examination of how all of these things could go wrong at the same time on the one film. Yeah. That's worth a documentary on its own someday. But for now, we have to content ourselves with this kind of sub-Hitchcockian potboiler. Amy plays Anna, a child psychologist in the midst of a crisis. She's agoraphobic, she's alcoholic, she's living off antidepressants, she's addicted to watching old movies, she doesn't seem to eat or sleep. She's estranged from her husband, who's played by Anthony Mackie, and their 8-year-old daughter. And she spends her days, like Jimmy Stewart did in Rear Window, peeping out at her neighbours in the buildings across the window, across the road. And just like Jimmy, her peeping Tom act gets her into big trouble, because another family moves in across the street. They're the Russells. One night she sees the wife, played by Julianne Moore, murdered in the living room. And when the cops arrive, so too does Mr. Russell, who's played by Gary Oldman, and Mrs. Russell, played now by Jennifer Jason Leigh. What has gone on? Has Anna actually seen a crime committed, or is it all in her head?
So that's as far as I got in it. And I would say watchable so far. You've seen the whole thing.
I have.
Are you going so far as to say unwatchable?
No. You see, this is the thing. There is a curious fascination, not just the history. When you know the history of the thing, you're watching it and you're thinking,
enjoy it more.
Exactly. Because there's a joy in bad films. There's a joy to watch a cursed movie play out in front of you. But at the same time, this is completely, barely coherent. It doesn't seem to hang together at all.
Okay, enough.
And it's very derivative.
People will know if they want to watch that or not. Yeah, the woman in the window, Netflix, and it's up there now. Now, Jen, let's give them what they really want. So the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are back. I didn't even know they'd gone anywhere, but they're back.
They've never gone away. They're back. Season 11 starts on Thursday on Hayu, and you're either fully immersed in the world of Housewives or you're not. And I definitely am. And I think a lot of people discovered the Housewives franchise in lockdown, and it kind of became the replacement for real life gossip, because boy, can these ladies gossip over lunch, over brunch, over dinner, with a lot of white wine, a lot of swilling glasses, throwing glasses sometimes, toppling over tables, grappling on the ground, all of that. Grabbing each other by the hair, it's all there. And this season, I think it's stepped up a gear, because we have a lorry load of gossip to get through. If you know that Erica Jane, which is Erica Girardi in real life, she is divorced her 81-year-old now ex-husband, who was this famous lawyer who worked in the 1993 Pacific Gas and Electric Company case, the real life Aaron Brockovich film.
Right.
And he's been accused of embezzlement, so there's a lot in there where we're like, did she know about this or not, and the defrauding.
And this is all real life.
This is all real life, fly on the wall. And then there's this new addition, Crystal, and she is the first Asian cast member in Housewives for Beverly Hills, and she's ruffling a lot of feathers. And then there's Kathy Hilton is joining, and she is obviously the mother to Paris and Nikki, but she's also the big sister to Kyle, who's already you know, in Housewives forever. She's in Housewives lore. So it's going to get really spicy this season. Denise Richards was on it last season for a couple of seasons, and she kind of ripped down the scaffolding of Housewives because she showed kind of breaking the fourth wall, showing how fake it kind of was. And a lot of fans were put off by her. So this is business as usual.
I love the way you're bringing high and low culture together there and giving that very academic analysis of it. And I'm going to ask you a really revealing question now. Is Hayu a channel or a streaming service?
It's a streaming service. You can get
So you've just subscribed to it.
Exactly, for $4.99. And it's all there. All the franchises of Housewives are there. So get involved.
I feel I have enough streaming services at this stage, but I'm sure I'll end up with Hayu at some point. Okay, John, let's go for a little bit of quality now. Ewan McGregor in Halston, as he would say himself, also on Netflix. Yeah. And just for Ewan McGregor alone, this is a joy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. This is from Ryan Murphy, who's the producer of Glee, Nip Tuck, Pose, that kind of thing. American Horror Story, that's the one. And Ewan McGregor, like you say, stars as the legendary fashion designer Halston in this 5-episode adaptation of an unauthorised biography by Stephen Gaines. So it's the real dirt on him. It's an energetic treatment of the man who became known really as America's first homegrown celebrity fashion designer at a time in the 1970s and 1980s in New York when that culture was, that disco culture was just emerging, and the decadence that came with it, Studio 54, mounds of cocaine, night, you know, partying all night, celebrity. It was the dawn of the true American celebrity age that we're still living with, and the Americans are still living with as well and still dealing with the consequences of. And it also stars Rory Culkin, who plays the film director Joel Schumacher, who was one of Halston's early assistants. Christina Rodriguez plays Liza Minnelli, who was his best friend.
She's fantastic.
She's really good. Yeah, as Liza Minnelli, she's superb.
She is, yeah.
And you have Bill Pullman as well. But the focus, I've only seen 2 episodes of it. I am going to finish it, I think.
Yeah.
The focus on the first couple of episodes is on this, on Halston inventing himself. And it's a real challenge for McGregor to play the guy, but to play a guy like the great Gatsby, who also completely invented himself from the ground up as this character, as this fabulous designer, this creative individual who literally from his hair to his clothes to the bronzer that he puts on his face has created this character in order to sell clothes to socialites and fabulous celebrities.
Yeah, great stuff. And there's only 5 of them, so it's a good accessible short binge watch for people. I think the director of that directed that Studio 54 documentary a few years ago, didn't he? I think so. Which is buried, I think, somewhere in Sky there. I think it's called Sky Documentaries. It's really, really good. It's called
Studio 54. Well, it's such a time, really such a place. And I mean, it's never going to happen again. That's the great joy of that whole culture.
It was a one-off.
Yeah.
Let's take it a little closer to home now, Jen. And people will have seen a lot of trailers for the Back to Barrytown, which is on RTE1 tonight at 9:30.
Yeah, so this is, well, the nation's dad, I call him Colm Meaney, and his co-stars. So they're revisiting, you know, the fictional Dublin suburb of Barrytown, and with the author Roddy Doyle and with the Snapper and the Van director Stephen Frears and other many more people. But I just think, you know, Irish people just have such an affection for these books and these films, and they really just hold them so close to their hearts. I think everyone has a favourite line out of the Snapper. I would nearly quote it daily, regularly enough anyway. And I think a lot of people like me, it was your first time, I think, seeing a very relatable, accessible working class family on screen. And it was a working class family that were filled with love and affection for each other, and it wasn't about them being gangsters or on the make or anything or on the take. It was about, you know, just sharing times together, and I just love that about it. And I think you cannot underestimate the power that had for people, because it feels still to this day like an anomaly. There hasn't been anything much more that has been, you know, an excavation of working class life, normal working class life. So more of that, please. But I also think it ties in, something like The Van ties in with those like halcyon days of Italian 90 that everybody has this great nostalgia for. Yeah. And it's just feel good TV, and it's a lot of optimism bound up in it. And I think a lot of people just enjoy that right at this very moment in time. It is a bit like, you know, rose-tinted glasses, but I do like seeing the old terrible hairstyles.
Did we know they were the golden years?
Oh my God. When we were shaking our shamrocks back then, we didn't really know.
Jen is saving our feelings by not saying that the Commitments was released 30 years ago, and it still has yet to be surpassed in terms of Irish comedy and representations of real people and observations about how we actually live in comedy.
Yeah,
the Commitments, The Van and The Snapper are a remarkable trilogy.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. I'd say a lot of people might go back and watch the 3 of them off the back of this.
Yeah, I'd hope so, yeah.
And then, John, going back to the more exotic, Sex and Sandals on Sky and up on Now TV, Now Domina.
Domina, yeah. This is on Sky Atlantic and Now TV. It's rated 15s. It's on Fridays at 9 o'clock. And it's titled after the obsolete phrase for a noble woman, Domina Dominus. This is that eight-part Sex and Sandals mode. It's like Rome or Spartacus, Blood and Sand. And it explores the power of politics in the politics of power in ancient Rome through the eyes of Livia Drusilla, who's played by Nadia Parks as a younger woman, and Cassius Smutniak as a grown-up. And in the upheaval following the assassination of Julius Caesar around 40 BC, she's dispossessed, and Domina has to navigate her way through the power vacuum that emerges, secure her family's legacy, satisfy her revenge, and over the course of the series, she becomes an incredibly important woman. And it's fascinating to watch a history. Now, this isn't Tacitus. This is a drama. It's not, mm-hmm. it cleaves that line between the obligations of drama and the strictures of history.
Okay.
But it's fascinating to watch that story played out through the eyes of a female character, which I hadn't seen before. And it's really interesting.
Okay.
It's so very well made, Brendan.
Yeah.
Filmed at the fabled Cinecittà Studios in Rome. Lots of practical sets, limit on the amount of CGI. And you really get that sense of epic scale when you're watching it. It's really good.
Okay, Jen, we talk about the controversies around the making of The Woman in the Window, but this new thing, The Nevers, which is the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but there's been a lot of trouble around that as well.
Yes, so this is Josh Whedon, and it's The Nevers. It's starting on Sky Atlantic Now TV on Monday, I think at around 10 o'clock. Whenever Mayor of Easttown is finished.
10 o'clock on Monday, yeah.
Yeah, it's on after Mayor of Easttown.
We need to get out of the house.
So this show had a really difficult birth because, Josh Whedon from Buffy, as we know, and The Avengers, his reputation has really soured in recent years after several actors, including Buffy's Charisma Carpenter and the Justice League's Ray Fisher, went public with these allegations against him about bullying and creating a very toxic environment on set. And he started The Nevers, but then left the show in November 2020, citing personal reasons. And HBO have been at great pains to distance him from the show itself. But his stylistic fingerprints are all over it. It's, overloaded, hyperactive action series about this motley crew of supernaturally afflicted women in Victorian England. The basic plot is like this group of women find that they've gained these abnormal abilities, which they called turns, after a supernatural event. And then they find themselves obviously plunged into mortal danger as it goes. And it falls to a widow, Amalia True. She's played by Laura Donnelly, who is in Outlander, and a young inventor to protect them. Now, also stars James Norton, who I think is a really, really solid actor. He's good in everything he's in, from Happy Valley to War and Peace. So it's very it's a mix of styles and genres. It's, it's got everything from Jack the Ripper as a female serial killer in it to a deranged doctor acting out these terrible experiments.
Okay. And if you like all over the place, but in a good way.
If you like multi-layered fantasy shows, this is, it's got enough glamour and crash and bang for you. That's definitely
super. Jen Gannon, thank you very much. And thank you, John McGuire.